Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A rabbi and member of the Israeli Knesset explains how the Temple Institute has made preparations for the rebuilding of the next Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. In a moment, Rabbi Yehuda Glick will join me with the history of the Temple Institute.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me a few moments about the history of the Temple Institute.
So the Temple Institute was established almost 30 years ago by Rabbi Israel Ariel. Took part in the reuniting of the city of Jerusalem in 1967 after the Six-Day War. Many people mistakenly thought that temple should be something that we should wait passively to fall down miraculously from heaven. Since he had actually studied and read the book and understood that the message of the book is that we don't sit and wait, we actually are commanded, obliged to do. He started from nothing 30 years ago, and today we can say that happily we have prepared tens of different vessels ready to be used, and these vessels were made and prepared exactly according to the demand of the Torah, according to the law of how to prepare them, and they're all ready to be used. Anybody who comes to visit Jerusalem is welcome to come and see all the vessels. What was supposed to be of gold is gold, and what was supposed to be of silver is silver, and the vessels there are ready to be used. We're talking about from the very simple vessels, the vessels needed for the use of incense offering, to the very expensive and major vessels such as the gold menorah. So of course, beyond the vessels, the instrumental vessels, we have the vestments, the garments which are used for the priests in the temple. And I'm talking about the simple garments like the turban and the tunic, and of course the gold crown used by the high priest. It really is a major historical godly phenomena, majorly due to the actions of Rabbi Israel Ariel. But in his footsteps and together with him, guided by him, is a whole team of researchers, of craftsmen, and many, many other educational directors. And there's a big team of researchers in all different fields towards one goal, the goal that God has obliged us to take upon ourselves, and that is to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Rabbi and member of the Knesset, Yehuda Glick, on the Temple Institute's work to prepare for the building of the next temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. You have just heard the story of how the Jewish people are making preparations for the next temple. All of these preparations have been made, and they could start construction on the temple even today. That said, this report confirms the prophetic passages of God's word that foretold this next Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Those prophetic passages, Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. These prophecies will indeed be fulfilled, and possibly very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...